Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us around the globe. This is Psychic Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628 and join us in the chat room on the live page, psychictalk.net/live. So when you get through on that number, remember to press 1 on your dial pad if you're Skyping in. Go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, and press 1. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. And you can ask questions, make comments, and even get mini readings right there in the chat room. Scroll down. The chat is below the text at the top and the player. You're going to scroll down below the player. You'll find the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. So as you can see, folks, we're bringing back Wednesdays here on Psychic Talk, and we're now on 7 days a week, folks. And we started off last week, and now here we are for the second show with our brand new host. And so let me bring her on, my fabulous co-host. She's the newest host on Psychic Talk Radio. She's an angel practitioner, oracle and tarot reader, works with the energy of crystals for healing and many other benefits. And here she is, live from Vernal, Utah. It's Charlotte Kleinberg. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Dax. How you doing?
Great. Here we are back again. Last week was really great for our first show. We were kind of shocked, actually, folks. What were you going to say, Charlotte?
Oh, I was just going to say it was so much fun. And just to mirror what you were saying about, you know, it, a lot of participation and a lot of callers and baptism by fire
for
me. It was awesome.
It was very unusual because, you know, when we go off air on a particular day for a while and then come back, it takes a while for everybody to figure that out, for all the listeners to go, oh, they're on Wednesdays, I can listen and I can call in. That's what normally happens. It takes 2-3 weeks or so to build back up again. But oh my God, we had 15 callers in the queue before the show even started last week, and all show long we had, I don't know, 25. I mean, we didn't get to them all, obviously. We didn't get to them all. This week, however, it's 180 degrees the opposite. It's quiet, folks. We got some calls that we're going to go to in a second here, but oh my God, it is so quiet. So if you happen to be listening to us live out there, call into the show. Anything that's on your mind, it's open lines. You can also talk about, you know, any of the topics that we talk about. Maybe you have a burning question, or maybe you want a mini reading. We can do that live on air. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You can also ask questions in the chat room, of course, at psychictalk.net/live. We'd love to chat with you. In fact, let's go to a caller right now who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 321. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jenna, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Jenna. How you doing?
Hi, Jenna.
I am well. How are you? Wow. Usually you guys kind of have a little subject matter first before y'all go to the caller, so I feel all privileged.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually do have a topic today. We're going to talk about using higher power in our everyday lives. And it's going to be kind of interesting. We're also going to talk about some crystals and things like that. But Charlotte and I decided, hey, let's take some calls right off the bat.
All righty then. Well, let's get right to it. I will be listening to the subject when you guys begin speaking on that. I have a question. My question today is in reference to investing. I would like to invest, and I'm thinking about doing it on three platforms. Those platforms are Fundrise, which is real estate investing, and we got Lending Club, which is loan investing, meaning personal peer-to-peer loans that you can get a return on. And last but not least, the stock market. I would like to have a little bit of residual income, extra income, and I want to choose one of these platforms, and I was just wondering, what do you see in my future in reference to finance? Like, which one would be better for me, or maybe you may see something else that will be an extra type of income.
Okay.
Jack, I'm
going to
let you. Yeah, I'm going to let you go first on that, and I'm going to pull out my pendulum for this.
Great, and there's basically three. There. There's a lot of background noise. I'm going to mute the line here. I'm sorry, we got so much background noise. I had to mute the line for a second here because I couldn't think. Oh, my God. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, so because there's three, I'm just going to pull cards for all three.
Okay.
And yeah, because you went so fast, I hope you remember which ones you said. I can't remember. It was just too fast for me. So I'm just gonna give you it in the order that I got it. And basically, so I'm gonna start with the last one first. Okay, the last platform you mentioned, really not good energy.
Okay,
competition. I'm just getting really bad cards on that. Okay. The second one can be good. However, it's
peer-to-peer loaning.
Peer-to-peer loaning. Okay, yeah, that could be good. But what I'm getting in the cards is talking about, okay, you need to do a lot more research and do diligence on that one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And the very first one that you mentioned, that one is getting the most positive cards.
Okay, and that would be real estate investing.
Yes, that was I saved the best for last. Okay, you're going to be able to really tap into that. I actually have someone coming in from your past that in some way is going to be able to help you with the real estate investing. So I don't know if you have anybody in mind now, but now that I've mentioned that, keep that in mind and see if anybody pops in your head or if you suddenly bump into somebody that, oh, wow, I haven't seen Jane in a long time and she happens to be a real estate expert or something. I don't know. Something like that's going to happen, though.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, like I said, you know, don't discount the second one. What was the second one again? I'm sorry.
The
I don't understand
is,
that one.
The second one is peer-to-peer lending, and it's through Lending Club.
I've heard
Lending
of that.
Club. Yeah, and what you do is instead of persons going to a bank or going to a payday loan, they actually you invest a small amount of money, and they get a loan from you, but it's through Lending Club, and you get a you get like interest back when they pay back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I actually like that a lot. I really do. And as I said, I got positive cards. It's just that there's this little caveat warning here that, you know, really do your due diligence. Really, really research this really well. Research the heck out of it, you know. And I might even put that on the back burner as something that you might want to be like phase two of your investing.
Mm-hmm.
And phase one, do the real estate investing. And then when that's really successful, when things are rolling, you know, you can go, okay, I can go into phase two now and I'm going to do the peer-to-peer now.
Okay. And for me, just for me and in general, stock market, not good for me. Maybe good for others, not good for me.
Okay. And yeah, it might be great for a lot of people. And I'm not saying that, you know, down the road after you've been doing these other phase one and phase, maybe that's phase three. Maybe you go, okay, you know, I've got a lot of extra capital I don't know what to do with. I'm going to invest in some mutual fund and do some diversified market investing. You know, I just wouldn't, you know, play the roulette version of that, you know, where you're picking your own stocks and things like that, or day trading or anything like that. I would go with something that's, you know, really well established. Check into mutual funds and things that have a really great track record over a long period of time. So like the real estate investing actually can have a return very, very quickly, especially if you're flipping. But and then the peer-to-peer will probably take a little bit longer for a return on the investment. And then the stocks, you know, plan on holding your stocks, holding that portfolio for, you know, 10 years or 20 years or 15 years, something like that. You know, you want to go long term, because it's in the long term, not the short term up and downs. It's the long term where stocks pay off and, you know, you get a strong 8%, 10%, 15% return. And so Charlotte has her I don't want to steal all the thunder here. Charlotte has her okay. pendulum out. Let's go to Charlotte, see what she's getting. Are you getting anything, Char? Uh-oh.
Did
we
you
lost
mute her?
Charlotte.
Did you mute
Yeah, I had
her
to mute her
she...
for a minute, but I brought her back on, but her line dropped.
Okay, I totally understand.
So I'm telling her to call back in now on Facebook. Must be a technical glitch. I know she was having some problems. Her computer was running as slow as molasses. The audio on the phone calls, though, sounded really good, but I don't know. It dropped there, so hopefully she'll call back in a moment.
Okay. Well, no worries. I'm
yep.
enjoying
so what,
having you to myself.
So what do you think about all that, though? I mean, it really makes a lot of sense to me. Falls in line pretty nice and neatly as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that the stock market has been kind of volatile lately, like up and down with people investing in Bitcoin and things like that, you know, kind of
right.
overnight success and then things falling.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit too risky, and I want to take that advice. With real estate, having something to liquidate,
uh-huh.
a liquid asset, that's always good.
Right.
In my particular
that's
thing,
always
I'm not
good.
Going to flip properties, but it's through a company called Fundrise, which if you guys want to look it up, it's on the net. Basically, you invest a small amount of money, $500, you know, is the minimum. And then what you do is the company buys commercial real estate, such as malls and schools and
Yeah, I've
whatever,
heard of that.
Yeah, whatever money they make on that, they give you a percentage. It's kind of like having a mutual fund, but it's in real estate. So
yeah.
I think it's safe.
I've even heard people call it that, a real estate mutual fund. I've actually heard them use that term before. I've heard about that before. Charlotte's back on the mm-hmm. line. Are you back, Char?
I am here. Sorry about that. I went to unmute myself and hung up.
No worries. We're here.
So
what did you get for
so
me about investment?
Oracle cards, which is kind of more my bailiwick. I really hard with yes and no answers. So when it comes to that, then I pull out my trusty pendulum. And I kind of mirror what Dak said. So I got a definite no on the stock market stuff.
Okay.
I got a definite yes on the peer-to-peer. And on the real estate, I got a maybe. So that's what I'm coming up with my pendulum, and I love my pendulum almost as much as I love my cards,
mm-hmm.
partially because it's a crystal, and secondly because it's so useful for yes and no answers. So that's what I came up with.
All right. I will definitely take it with a grain of salt, and I appreciate your input.
Thanks for calling in, Jenna. By the way, Jenny, you always have the best call, the best questions when you call in.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All righty. We'll talk to you again soon.
Will do. Later, everybody.
All right. Bye-bye. Right. And I'll just put Jenna back on hold so she can continue to listen to the show. And we do have some callers in queue, but they don't have their hands raised. So, hello, folks. If you've called into the show, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. That's perfectly fine. You know, if you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, you're out and about, you want to listen to the show, you can just dial in. Just don't press 1, and we'll know that you're just listening to the show. But if you want to be live on air, go to your dial pad, press 1. If you're Skyping in, open the app, open the dial pad, press 1. And that way, you'll be put into the queue. Okay. So, yeah, you know, Charlotte, Jenna does have some of the best questions. And I love that because, you know, I love all the questions and all the callers, of course. But, you know, I mean, we do get some repeat callers asking the same question like 3 or 4 different times on different shows. And I'm on a lot of the shows. And so I'm like, you know, I heard you yesterday asking the same exact question. And it can get really boring for the listeners, you know. But when you got somebody that's a frequent caller like Jenna, but she calls in with something new each time, you know, I'm having this issue. Can you give me some insight, you know? And also her questions are not the typical fare, you know, when am I going to get the job, romance questions, things like that. You know, I mean, this investing question is really great because it really shows what you can do with these modalities, with tarot and numerology and all the other things. What do you think?
That's what I think as well. And the thing that I think is really important is that it was really obvious that she's done a lot of homework. She's put a lot of thought into it. So she's made herself as knowledgeable about the subject as possible. And then so she's just looking for one more area of confirmation on what she has already pretty much researched herself. And I think that is so key, because if you're calling in or have a, you know, need a question answered, you've got to start with, you know, what's in yourself and what do you know about the subject, whether it's, you know, with her it was investing, you know, whether it's about a relationship, you know, have you taken everything into account that you know already? And then come and ask for some help. I mean, that's just a suggestion. You don't have to do that, but it makes our job here so much more effective if you can do that, because, you know, we are talking to a higher entity, and you know, they're pulling their information and giving it to us. And so the more you know, basically, the more we know. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I like to tell people that although I think everyone is psychic, you know, I don't bill myself as a quote-unquote psychic. Because to me, you know, that's folks that work in a particular fashion. Whereas I work with the tarot primarily, and the tarot works best with very, very specific questions. If you ask the tarot a muddled question, you're going to get a muddled answer.
Right.
If you want a clear, and if you're unclear about it, you know, try to get clear first. So you write down a bunch of questions, and you don't have to ask just one question. That's what we do here on the radio is we, you know, limit it to one topic, one question, because that's all we have time for. But, you know, when you sit down for a longer session for 20 minutes or a half hour or 40 minutes or what have you, you can break it down into little bite-sized questions, and we can pull cards on each one of those, and you get a much clearer answer than if you go, well, I'm thinking about this nebulous thing, and what does the card say? You know, it doesn't work that way. Maybe if you're a psychic medium tarot reader or psychic tarot reader or whatever, you know, us common tarot readers, you know, that's not how it works. You know, when you call in, I don't know everything about your life. And, you know, I don't do general readings. I don't do where, you know, it's gypsy fortune telling when you're at that level, when you're talking about, I'm going to pull your cards and read your cards for you and tell you what your cards say. They're not your cards. That's total BS. They're not your cards. They're your questions. Ask your questions and I'll pull my cards because it's my tool that I'm using and I'll tell you what I see. And I'm very honest about what I see. I don't sugarcoat everything like a lot of tarot readers and psychics do. I tell you exactly what's coming up. Just like with Jenna, you know, I said, hey, you know, the number three, the stocks. Yeah, no, not right now. It's coming up bad, you know. But I always try to find some positive for the folks as well, you know.
Right.
So have really, right. So when you call in today, have really specific questions. Okay, Sharp. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that kind of ties back into what I was saying. I mean, the more research you can do about the thing you have a question about, you know, the more we're going to be able to help mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a
And before
either.
We go back. Right. And before we go back to the caller lines, it kind of leads into our topic for today, because you don't have to wait till you have these really big, important questions to bring higher power into your everyday life. And that's what our little mini topic is, using higher power in our everyday lives. What did you want to say about that?
Well, I just, you know, it can be so useful. And of course, you know, with my title, you know, with the angel in my title, I call on the angels a lot. And for example, Samuel, he helps you find lost things. This morning, I was looking for something, running on Charlotte Standard Time as usual. And I was like, oh, I can't find it. I was like, okay, take a breath. Samuel, please help me find this. And literally, it showed up in front of my face. I was like, how did I overlook that? But as soon as I asked for help, there it was. And so simple, a daily thing. It didn't need to be Samuel, although he can help you find your lost love. I mean, because that's what he's about, but just small things. Archangel Michael, if you need a little courage during the day, call on Archangel Michael, the protector with his mighty sword, his mighty blue flaming sword to, protect you. And here's the thing, the angels are always there with us. But we have our free agency. And so until we ask for their help, they can't give it to us. So they might be, they're standing up there tapping mm-hmm. their toe going, hey, if you just ask, we could help you. So Michael, if you, you know, if you need some courage or some protection, or you need, you know, just maybe even need something that you just like a thought in your head that you just can't get rid of, you're like, call on Michael, ask him to cut the thread that holds that thought and move on with your day. Archangel Jophiel, when your world seems super dark, and I know Dax and I were actually talking about this before the show started, that these last few days there's been some really, really heavy energy. And I don't know about all you listeners, but I know many of the people in my life have been feeling this heavy energy. But so at that point in time, call in Archangel Jophiel. When your world seems dark and you need to see a little beauty in your life, Jophiel's your go-to angel. And so just, you know, simple things like that. Haniel, if you're feeling a little low and you need some self-love, Archangel Haniel. I mean, so there are all these little simple things that you can do that can help make your life easier, brighter, mm-hmm. maybe more, even more illuminated. And of course, we can't leave out Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing. You know, he's got an emerald green aura, and, you know, call on him. You know, if you're just not feeling well, you got a backache, you got a migraine, you got a whatever, you know, simply call on Archangel Raphael and just say, you know, Archangel Raphael, please, you know, help me with this. Share your green, emerald green aura with me. And angels don't stand on ceremony. They really don't. They love us unconditionally. They see us as love.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't need to, you know, stand on ceremony with them and, you know, oh, you're, you know, you don't need to have a scripted prayer or a scripted anything. It's just talk to them as though they were your friends and bring them mm-hmm. into your life. And
I think I'm sorry. I finish up there, hon. I got something burning here that I want to tell you about, but go ahead. Finish up.
Well, I just, I know that over the last year, I have incorporated them more and more into my life, and it literally makes a difference. And this morning, I am not kidding. I was, you know, throwing things left and right. Ah, where did I put that? Where, you know, most of the time it's my keys, but this time it was something else. And I'm like, and as soon as I said, you know, Archangel Shamuel, please help me find this. And there, and it showed up the next, out of the corner of my eye, boom, there it was. But I had worked myself into a complete panic until I, you know, went Charlotte. Mm-hmm. You've got a helper out there. Ask for it. You know. So let's hear your burning thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, it just came to me also to mention about signs because, okay, you know, you were talking about specific intercession there, you're asking for help kind of thing and getting, you know, specific help and things like that. But I also feel that the universe is constantly talking to us like it's a constant stream of communication. I see signs and information coming through, especially in numbers, but also in other physical signs just showing up constantly in my daily life. And if you pay attention to the signs, you know, you often get, you know, good direction, which way to go, answers to your questions before you even think about the questions. It's just that we don't pay attention. Most of us are not fine-tuned that way. We're not aware to even do that, to pay attention to when you start seeing the number like 333 on your clock display, and then you get in your car, you start driving down the road, and there it is on a license plate, 333, and you pull up to your destination, and you look over, you see an address that it's 333, you know, 24th Street or something. I don't know. You know, those messages are coming through all the time. And I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything is synchronistic. But, you know, if you want to make sure that it's a message and you know, not potentially some kind of coincidence, even though I don't believe in them at all, but, you know, for the average person, they believe in coincidence, and it would take me too long to explain what I mean by that. I'll just say that, you know, if you want to be sure, you know, look for things in threes or more, and then you know it's not a coincidence. That's how you know it's a synchronicity.
And I am so glad you brought up the number thing because, and again, I will give you an example. That actually has to do with part of the reason why I'm on this show, because I can't tell you how many times I actually called in and the number on my phone showed up 111. And in fact, many mm-hmm. times, I don't know if you remember me saying, hey, guess what? It's 111 again. And if that's not, I mean, so yeah. And it happens so many times. You can't plan that. You just, it wasn't a coincidence. You can't plan that. And like you said, anything that shows up in threes is definitely a sign. And I will add that the more you pay attention to that, the more you'll be aware of it.
The more it happens. Yeah.
That sounds like, well, duh. But really, mm-hmm. It because it's in your mind then, but the more you start paying attention to it, the more you're going to see it and the more help you're going to get.
And there's another angle to it, though. It's acceptance of it, accepting it. Mm. And it's not mm-hmm. it's not that you're seeing signs more frequently. You're just aware of them more often now. The same number of signs are still always coming to you. It's just you're not, now you're paying attention, and so now you're seeing them. I'll often be on a radio show, and something very synchronistic will happen. Maybe we're giving some information to a caller or something we're talking about on the show. And right then and there, I'll glance down and it's 1111 or it's 111, like you said, you know, which is a little confirmation from the universe kind of winking at me saying, yep, you're dead on with that answer for that that caller or what have you. I just love that kind of stuff. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phone lines because it's the bottom of the hour. But before we take the bottom of the hour break, tell you about some of the upcoming shows on the network, things like that, do the house. The housekeeping end of things. Let's go to the caller that's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 410. Hi, caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, caller.
401. Hello.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
Hello.
Happens. What's your name, hon? Where are you calling from?
It's Fernanda, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Oh, what a lovely name. So, Fernanda?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is so cool. Fun stuff. So it's open lines. What do you want to chat about? We can do a mini reading, or if there's something you want to discuss, we're here.
I would love to do a mini reading, but one of the things I do want to say, you were mentioning about signs and so forth, and I just wanted to chime in. So I've been told that I have a gift. I just don't know how to use it. More than one people have told me. And I have to tell you that I see signs all the time, white feathers through my house. One of the weirdest things, is, believe it or not, I have Alexa, and I have to wake up to a song every day. And 2 weeks ago, after an incident, my song woke me up to a totally different song on my Alexa, where it's not even on my playlist 2 days in a row.
Wow.
Yes.
Alexa heard its name, so I started talking. I'm sorry. But,
yep,
yes.
That's what it was.
So, I don't know if it was a sign or not, but it was just really strange because, like I said, the song that I woke up to, it was something that I'm dealing with. And it was related to what I'm dealing with, the song that played, and it's mm-hmm. not even on my playlist, though. So,
well,
so I want to say
thing.
It was a sign.
I think it was because this is the thing. You know, I said something happens three or more times, it's not coincidence. You know, it's got to be synchronistic. But there's other situations, too. In your situation, you know, in that case, it only takes one or two times that happening for it to definitely be a synchronicity, because it's virtually impossible for it's a computer program. You know, it's impossible for it to do anything other than what you program it to do. And if you don't have certain songs programmed in your playlist and it wakes you up to, you know, this particular song, which also fits in with the situation, you know, that's obviously a synchronicity. So obviously it's a message, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I was told I have the gift. I don't know if I do or not. I know that I see their signs.
We
I
all do.
I did create an altar to my loved ones that passed, and I have my crystals there and so forth. And, you know,
awesome.
And I try to reach out to them. I just, like I said, I don't know if there is, you know, that gift in me or not. I just get those certain feelings and certain, I don't know what we'd call premonitions, I guess. And I do use a pendulum, but I think my pendulum lies to me. Sometimes I think provides me the answers I want to hear and not so much what the truth might be.
Yeah, well, you know, it can happen that way if you're not really practiced at it and really good with it. What can happen, the way the pendulum works is through I can't ever say the word. Ideomotor micro. It's like micro muscle movements, and that's controlled by your subconscious mind. And so it's going to give you often the answers you want unless you program yourself for that to not happen. And it's actually much better when you're reading for somebody else because that takes that element out. So I don't read for myself hardly ever. I mean, sometimes I do, but mostly what I do is because, you know, we got 14 hosts on the radio network. I'll just go to one of our hosts and I'll say, pull some cards because I don't want, you know, I want that third party unconnect. I can't remember what the terminology, you know, the unconnectedness, you know, that they don't have a iron in the fire kind of thing.
Right.
You know. And so, yeah, that could possibly – it could be lying to you, you know. I mean, and what you do is you just check yourself. You go to somebody else, hey, get your pendulum out and do this question for me. And that way you can test it. Does that make sense? Right, Charlotte? What do you think?
It does. And I got to tell you, I'm just sitting here with my mouth hanging open, and I don't know why this surprises me. But as Fernanda was talking, and you know, she'd already told us that she just kind of wanted a general reading. So I went ahead and I pulled three cards for her. And the first card, I am not making this up. The first card I pulled was Signs from Heaven.
Yep.
And it shows a woman sleeping and white feathers falling down around her.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
I know, right?
Oh, but
right.
Charlotte, before you go any further, let's ask Fernanda. Did you actually have a specific question? Because I haven't pulled cards yet. I'm waiting on a specific question.
Well, maybe. I don't know. So I'm currently divorced, but my husband and I, he's been given, and this is where the song came in. He's been giving me, like, one day he talks to me, the next day he doesn't talk to me. You know, he talks to me really nice, and then he goes weeks without talking. I'm still in love with my husband, and, you know, I'm still hoping for someday a reconciliation. And that's actually the song that came up on my Alexa. It was him. The song was asking for forgiveness, believe it or not. So I don't know. I don't know if there was a sign. I don't know. It was right after I spoke to him.
Interesting. I pulled cards on that while you were talking. Right away, I got the Lover's card. I got the Ten of Cups, successful and happy family life. I mean, it really is pointing in that direction for sure. The King of Cups shows up. Is he a water sign? He wouldn't happen to be a water sign, would he?
He's a Cancer. I'm not sure if that's a water sign.
Yeah, that's a water sign. Yep. So he's showing up as the King of Cups. And but it looks like the message, you know, the King of Cups is usually very emotionally stable. And it seems to me like he's all over the place. And, you know, that might
be why
this. He
was in the relationship. I don't know if he's still in the relationship since we separated. He was in the relationship. I've been given different answers. Some saying yes,
right.
Some saying no. So I don't know exactly what is happening.
Yeah, so the potential is there, but he has to become more emotionally stable and, you know, take care of all that first is what's showing up.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. Let me ask Charlotte, did any of this show up in yours, Charlotte?
Well, actually, it kind of did because I had two more cards that kind of went along with that first one, and they actually tie into what her question was as well because – the second card was Speak Your Truth, which is Archangel Gabriel. And it's about as you start sharing your truth, you'll create an openness in your heart. And so, you know, with your relationship there, that totally ties into that. And then the third card was Archangel Michael, you're protected. So, I mean, this is definitely a message from the angels that one, they want you to think about what you're doing. They want you to listen to yourself about your relationship. They're confirming that you do have a gift, but I will mention, like with any gift, you have to exercise your muscles to make it work. And so I think you've got the gift. I think, like Dax, I think everybody innately has the gift. It's just how much you choose to pay attention to it, to use it, and to exercise it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My last question is, you think that that song, that, like I said, that the fact that a song showed up and played 2 days in a row, was that some type of a sign?
I'm going to say yes. Yes. But again, that goes along with that first card, signs from heaven. It doesn't just have to be a white feather. It can be anything, like Dax said. There was some sort of intervention that had that song came on. I've had similar things happen to me. I won't go into it because we're running short on time here, but I definitely think that there is a message there with that song coming on.
Okay. Well, I light up a candle for him every day, and I ask for his protection. I ask all the angels to protect him and light up, his mind and clear his mind of everything that negatively around him. So.
Awesome.
I hope I'm doing good. I don't know if that's doing good or not, on his behalf, but that's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Can't hurt. Well, thanks for the call, Fernanda. We got to move on. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye for now. And call back anytime. Okay. So before we go to another caller, it's way past the bottom of the hour. We have about 20 minutes left, so we'll be able to get you your calls, folks, if you call in right now. In fact, the caller lines are wide open at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Give us a ring, get in the queue, and we'll be coming right to you next. But first, let's do upcoming shows on the network here.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have Stephanie's Guided Tarot. Free mini tarot readings all show every Thursday. Plus this week, Stephanie is having her mom on. I think that's so cool. Psychic Lynn.
I'm so excited about that. Right after Mother's Day. Isn't that great?
That is just so cool. So you're going to want to call in early. You can call in 15 minutes before the show starts to get in the queue. Be sure to press 1 to let us know that you want to speak with us and you're not just listening. And you really are going to want to call in early because Steph's phone lines get jammed in a hurry. She's just that good. So on Friday, May 17th, host Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Kathy Shogren will be off. So I will be joining Dax as the guest co-host. So you get to hear me twice this week. Then on Psychic Saturday, Mary Brown and Dax will be holding open lines all show long with free mini readings, talking about, does the universe have a purpose? That should be a very interesting topic. On Sunday, May 19th, it's the Angelic Love Show with Angel Practitioner Spotlight guest Ginger Garvey. And then I will be back next Wednesday with Dax, and we'll be holding open lines and doing mini readings all show long. So you can also find all of our upcoming episodes, along with dates and start times, at psychictalk.net/upcoming. A lot of good stuff coming down the pike here. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of open line shows, too, the next few days. So this is a great time to call in. Tomorrow, Friday, you and I will be on there, and then Saturday with Mary and I. The next 3 days are really great for calling in. Then we have, the guests. We have Ginger Garvey on Sunday. But we'll still be taking calls on that show. Also on Monday, Tuesday's Death and Dying, the monthly episode. Thought I'd throw that out there. One thing I didn't mention in the beginning of the show is that our show today is brought to you by the Tarot Guild. And the Tarot Guild's been around since 2004. God, I can't believe I've been doing this for 15 years. And you can read about the Tarot Guild. Go over to our tarot page, psychetalk.net/tarot. psychetalk.net/tarot. And you can read about the Tarot Guild there. If you're new to tarot, you're thinking about learning tarot and numerology, my course, Tarot by the Numbers, is on that page. If you're already a professional reader, you can get certified. You can join the guild. It's all included in one low price as well. We also, besides the basic level of certified tarot reader, we also have higher levels like certified professional tarot reader. We've got master, certified tarot master, certified tarot grandmaster. We have different levels in there, and you can see what's appropriate. There's a link to that page that gives you all the information. So just go over to psychictalk.net/tarot. And especially if you want to learn to do what we do. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. We still got plenty of time to get to your call, 714-816-4628. Let's take the next call that's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 707. Oh, like the airplane, 707. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Am I on now, Dax?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that sounds like Cooch Daniels.
Does it sound like a voice you recognize?
Yes.
Hi, Charlotte.
Never could mistake that voice. Oh, my God.
That weird voice. I have a funny psychic
story.
Wow,
thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I have a funny
Great.
Psychic story. So I'm looking for a cover image for a book that I've been working on, and I'm talking with this woman, and she has, like, scorpions all over this man's suit because she's a Scorpio, and Scorpio represents the house of death and the occult. And I'm like, this is fantastic. So ever since I've been talking to her and looking at this image, I found three different scorpions in my house at different times and different days this whole week. I can't believe it. I'm starting to – and I always scream when I see them. So I'm
Talk
like,
about signs.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
How's that for a psychic coincidence?
Yeah, quit calling those scorpions in.
You know, I don't
maybe.
I don't know if you were let me just jump in, Charlotte. I want to tell Cooch, because I don't know if Cooch was listening to our earlier conversation. That's exactly what we were talking about synchronicities. We were talking about signs, and here you call in with a story
That's
about
giving
signs.
Me the creeps.
How synchronistic is that? It's very creepy.
I haven't
creepy
had a scorpion
today.
In my house, I don't know, for more than a year or two. I can't even remember. It's been so long. And then all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, God. I'm, like, walking on the floor, and there's one, like, walking towards me. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, what's going on? So now
oh,
I don't
Lord.
Know if I should use the cover or just, like, you know, I already paid for it, which is the weird thing. I'm going, maybe I'm getting a message not
well,
to use that.
I don't know.
Or,
maybe the message is to use it.
Yeah,
I thought the message
was
to
say.
Use it. Yeah. You're going to have to
well,
send
anyway,
me the image
Well, anyway, that was my weird sign
so
story.
I want to see it. Send it in a private message or something on Facebook. Send me the picture because I want to see what this looks like.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely – well, it's really definitely a weird – well, it's a beautiful image, actually. I really love it, but it's – it's about a psychic story, so it's all about psychics and signs and synchronicity. And anyway, I'm like, oh, my God, this is too weird. Maybe I don't like an image with scorpions on it after all. But, hey, I love your program and what you're doing. And I have one piece of advice. I had, like, after my last show – sorry, Charlotte, if I'm interrupting, but
no.
Callers and they're leaving like blurry, like call me, I really want to talk with you, and it's like then they leave like this blah 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 and I can't get their numbers because it's too, you know, vague or they're fading off and I can't call you back. But anyway, you should tell people if they're going to call and ask for readings to, like, leave their number at least twice and speak slowly and clearly. That would be one recommendation I'd have when you're making, you know, or if they send you emails, because sometimes emails get lost in the mail, like, you know, like if it's really important, make sure you get an answer within 2 days or email
follow
again because maybe it went to your spam box.
That's right. Yeah. And I tell people, try different methods. You know, you can email me, dax@psychytalk.net, but you can also send me a message on Facebook and, you know, do both, or, you know, if one doesn't work, do the other, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so, hey,
I think
Cooch,
that's
You got a new show coming up.
I know. I'm so excited. But you know, let's talk about Charlotte. We'll focus on her. This is her show, so let's focus on what's the most incredible sign you've had in the last week?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, it would be this morning when I was like looking for something and I couldn't find it, and I finally called and I finally asked for help and it was right there, and I was like, you know, but I have been seeing a lot of numbers, a lot of I see a lot of 111s, 222s, but I also see a lot of 123s, 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 you know, which is a sign of progression and that you are on the right track and stuff like that. So that's probably the biggest one for me, is the numbers. And then, of course, this morning finding what I was looking for was huge, because I wouldn't be here right now had I not found what I was looking for.
You were looking for your phone? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
Yeah.
It's a sign from God. I found the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but no,
I mean, I have to call
myself
sometimes to find mine, so it's not a joke.
Oh, I have done that more than once. I have to break out the laptop, pull out Facebook Messenger, and call my phone. But I think we should put in a plug for your show, because it is an awesome show on Sunday night, right?
In my time, it was Sunday afternoon, but I don't – where do you live?
I'm in
what
Utah.
Time zone, I should say. What time zone are you?
I'm in the mountain time zone. So I'm just, yeah.
You're an
I'm
hour ahead of me.
Yeah.
Well, I think my Love, Lauren show is going to be on at night at 10 o'clock, which is 11 o'clock your time. So you'd have to stay up really late.
That's
the whole point.
That's the show.
Well, that show,
it,
you know, to be late, it just, in my brain, that's going to be more fun, to have people tired and sleepy and more vulnerable talking about their emotions. So there's a,
so let me tell folks real quick. So the show is called Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love, and it's a show just for you, the lovelorn, the romantically challenged, or those that just need a little advice. And it's going to be
those whose cup is so full it's overflowing and they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and
like they have two or three lovers at one time.
Right. And the first episode is going to be on Sunday, May 26th at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. And it's going to be on the fourth Sunday of every month, folks. And, you know, if you have those lovelorn questions, you know, maybe it's happening right then and there, and there's Cooch, you can call, or maybe you want to save your question that
week. Or maybe Charlotte will be on with me.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
She'll be talking about her love life. We'll find out all the dirt.
Or my lack of love life. It'll be the most boring show on the face of the planet. But I have to tell you, so I just, as you guys were talking, I thought, I'm just going to pull a card. So I was like, hey, what does Cooch need to know about her upcoming show? And it's a card from Archangel Haniel, which, if you remember me saying earlier, the angel of that brings love into your life. And it says, honor your feelings. So I think this card is really all about, I mean, it's just saying your show is what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be doing it. You're going to help people honor their feelings. You're going to, I just think, my cards are so hot today. I'm not kidding. They're just like,
yeah,
So it's
oh, Charlotte, you know what? I pulled a card for Cooch too. I got the Three of Cups.
Oh, you've got to be
a lot of, yeah.
Did you really?
I love it.
You
yes, I did.
Like three.
That's how I always sign my email with Three of Cups. that's another sign.
Yep, and I think people are going to be having a good time, and they're going to be imbibing on that show, let me tell you. Get ready for that.
It's going to be the wild and show of red cheek embarrassment that no one will know but you, because we're not going to see your red cheeks. Self-disclosure
right.
is invited. Naughtiness is censored. But implied.
Mm.
We'll be good.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call in under an alias.
We'll get some dirt on you, Charlotte. There's got to be something.
I'm going to call under an alias like, this is Kitty Cat from Las Vegas.
Oh, please, yes.
Kitty Cat from Las Vegas, I love it.
Let me see. Are you naked, or are you wearing a G-string, Kitty?
Yeah. Well,
I've got to be good. I remember. I've got to be good. I got to tone it down. Tone it up. Tone it down. Something like that.
I've just got my headdress on. Yeah. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It may almost be as good as my show, but. You know, that's yet to be seen.
You know, I can kind of, like, tell everybody to come in their favorite pajamas, and then they have to describe their pajamas to get a free reading.
I think you're going to end up with a lot of I'm in my birthday suit pajamas.
Oh, send pictures to Dax. No, I'm kidding, Dax. I won't get you in
Not
trouble.
To me.
I promise I'll be good. I'll try to tone it down. I'm going to have to be really, like, self-monitoring myself, because I can already see I
right.
can get myself in trouble. I'm just, you know, I have to remember that.
well,
at least it's, like, late at night, so children shouldn't be listening, right? I did
exactly.
I did a palmistry class one day, and I forgot that there was, like, this mother with her two young children in the class, and we started talking about the Girdle of Venus. And so I'm just talking about it how I would normally talk about it, which in the palmistry, the Girdle of Venus is sensitivity, sensuality, and sexuality. And I totally forgot that there were these kids in it. And all of a sudden I see this very unhappy mother stand up and storm out of the door with her two kids. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot I got a monitor with young kids. You can't just, like, be flapping at the mouth like I'm so normally good at doing.
Like you normally do, yeah.
Yeah, like I normally do. I gotta be good. I'll try to remember to be good, Dax.
But thanks for calling in.
I'll put a picture of a nun in front of me or something so I can pretend I'm like pious.
Right.
But thanks for the plug on your show. That was very sweet of you. I tried to steer it in a different direction, but you kept coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
It's
okay, well,
good.
Comes around, goes around. So, Charlotte, I'm going to do a one-card pull for your show. Oh, and it is, it's the Six of Wands, victory, moving forward, progress, attraction of opposites, approaching something with the right intentions so that it has value and purpose. So I got the Six of Wands for you, Charlotte.
Perfect.
And your show.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna get off the phone so that you guys can do your thing. And thanks for answering my call. Love you. Ciao, ciao.
Bye,
love
Cooch.
You too. Bye.
That was fun. Unexpected. Cooch never calls in like that, just randomly like that. But
that was awesome.
Yes, that is the craziness that is Cooch, and she's got her day, well, afternoon kind of time show. It's Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, and it's the same time as this show, actually, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and that is on the second Sunday of the month. But she's launching that brand new show It's going to be Tarot D'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love. Join us Sunday, May 26th, and it's going to be at 10 p.m., at least on the left coast. On the east coast, it's going to be 1 a.m., and if you're in London, or you know, if you're in Europe, forget it, unless you want to call in at 6 a.m., you can do that. It's fine. anyway, but I want to remind everybody to call in tomorrow for the fabulous Stephanie Mayo show. Stephanie's got it, Tarot. She's having her mom on just in time. You know, we just had Mother's Day on Sunday, and she twisted her arm, and she's a psychic too, Psychic Jenna, and Psychic Jen, and we're going to bring her on with Stephanie tomorrow. Isn't that going to be fun, Charlotte? That's going to be great.
I think it's Psychic Lynn.
Yes. Oh, my
God. Am I naughty for correcting you on air?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear what you said. Say it again.
Oh, it's Psychic Lynn, not Jenna.
Lynn. Oh, okay. I thought it was Jen.
Well, that's...
I don't have the post up in front of me, so I'm just trying to do this by memory. And speaking of memory, next week is open lines all show long. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do open lines next week. All show long, it's going to be open lines. But we're going to talk about your favorite crystal story.
And also my favorite crystal. So two different things. But,
how do you say your favorite crystal?
Labradorite.
Labradorite. Yeah, I'm looking at the spelling here, and I'm like, God, who wrote this out? Jeez, what a name.
because it comes from, it was first found in the Labrador area. So they call it Labradorite. And there's a really cool Inuit mythology that goes along with the particular with that particular stone. So I'm really excited to talk about that.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners and callers out there. I'm hoping that, as you guys saw, we have had a lot of open lines available today. Last week, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was a fluke. We had 25 callers. And this week we had, you know, a handful. So, you know, next Wednesday, remember, Charlotte and I are here every Wednesday now. So you can call in and call in early so we can get to you. Awesome. But thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our callers. And thanks, Charlotte. It was a lot of fun.
This show was so much fun. I thought last week was fun, but this week was just as fun, just in a different way. And
In a different way.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our show and calling in and being a part of it and making me feel
welcome.
And
remember, Charlotte and I will be on Friday.
That's right.
We got to remind everybody, we're going to be on Friday together doing open lines too. So you can call in on Friday and chat with Charlotte and I. Actually, maybe we'll do one of your stories Friday then. Because we're on there.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody. Got to run. And we'll see you Friday, Charlotte. Bye, everybody.
Later, Gators. Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you more.